Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is astrologer Shelley M. Team, and I am speaking to you about the week beginning Monday, the 8th day of December, and ending on Sunday, the 14th day of December. And the first thing that happens during this week, I believe, I hope, that I'm right, is the Neptune retrograde, and retrogrades on Wednesday, and it is going to be the issue of how long is it going to still be in Pisces, right? So with Neptune going into the direct motion on the 10th of December, I can tell you that it's going to take a little while, but it'll be in January when it shifts into the sign of Aries. So it stays on this 29th degree, so it's not like a big deal about Neptune right now for this month and for the end of this year. It's still in that 29th degree. And if, you know, you're having issues with the 29th degree of Pisces, yes, it stays there for a while. It doesn't move away from you so fast. But Pisces, you're happy. Your ruler is direct. And yes, it will go into Aries and it will get all the way up to 4 degrees before it retrogrades. And so that's about all you need to know about that. And some of your more creative or spiritual things can come forward into some sort of a manifestation of it. This is direct. And also some secrets and confusion and deception is going to start moving forward into being in the outer world. So we'll be seeing it. And I feel like I'm seeing it all the time now, don't you? But this is going to be even more so. And yeah, eventually in Aries, who knows what will happen. So the other thing that happens is Wednesday, Neptune direct at 7:21 a.m. Thursday, Mercury enters Sagittarius. And now it will continue all the way through Sagittarius. It retrograded there back into Scorpio, you may remember. But now it's, you know, perfectly happily direct. And we will have this direct energy in a more optimistic and even sometimes humorous sign of Sagittarius until it goes into Capricorn on New Year's Day, where apparently we start to tell ourselves, all right, now you've got to get structured, you've got to start doing things, and, you know, calm down. You know, you've had a lot of fun. So, so conversations about beliefs, conversations about foreign cultures, and maybe the desire to travel to a foreign land, or you speak to people from those places. So anyway, that's the Mercury coming in at 5:40 p.m. on Thursday. And then we have another planet changing signs, which is Mars. And for the Pacific, and that is, I think, the last one, the Mars will come in on Sunday the 14th at 11:34 p.m. But for the rest, us in the United States, it will be after midnight. So it will be on Monday the 15th, and in Eastern time, will be 2:34 a.m. We get Mars shifting into Capricorn. So, again, it's not really affecting us this week. And so I will get into the idea of this Capricorn. Mars, it happens to be exalted in Capricorn. Why would that be? I never really totally sure, because these things seem a little bit antiquated, but having Mars it seems, be in the space of being practical and planning and using things that are traditional, or we know you'll get to the top of the mountain, Mars, if you just follow this trail. That seems to be what they think is the best thing for Mars to be. And so if you have Mars in Capricorn, you've got an exalted Mars. Isn't that grand? And we'll all be experiencing what that looks like, but also we'll be experiencing the fact that the planet of passion and motivation is in a cardinal sign, trying to do something, trying to do the structures that you need, looking at the end of the year. And I will say this, I just did a chart reading for someone, and all I did was get her birth chart and then look at the transits and what the outer planets were going to do. I didn't say anything much about the birth chart itself or progressions, just the transits. And it was fascinating because we have so many shifts and changes. So we're trying to make plans and structures as we get into the week beginning the 15th of December. So you might think about just having that is a shorter reading, and but it has profound information because of these changes of signs of the outer planets and how that's going to be affecting your birth chart. Okay, so now I'm going to look at the daily forecasts starting again on Monday the 8th, where we have the moon in Leo, and we are in the third quarter phase of the moon. We will go into the fourth quarter phase during this week also, because we have a new moon coming on the 19th. That's the week after. So this is our waning light. We've had that Gemini full moon, which was absolutely gorgeous. Everybody said so, but I couldn't believe it from the window. It was amazing. So we're going now out of the light phase and into the dark, and into the dark as well with our solar cycle. So this may be a time where you start feeling a little less energy. This may be when we really start noticing that real darkness coming in, and coming in early, very early. So very early in the morning on Monday the 8th, the moon in Leo had an opposition to Pluto in Aquarius, and that's very difficult to resolve. So maybe it was some dreams for us. West Coast, you might have been awake. If you go into an argument here, it never ends, and there could be lasting repercussions. So try to avoid it. Monday, though, is going to be a very nice cycle with the moon in Leo's trine to Venus in Sagittarius coming in exact at 2:56 p.m. This is fun. This is flirty. This is adventure. People are up for having maybe one of the Christmas parties or a luncheon or something. It's a good aspect for that. And after this, we do have Mars in Sagittarius squaring Saturn until 7:16 p.m., so things may not be moving as quickly, and there may be trouble with some travel issues then. But the moon is going into trine to the sun in Sagittarius, and we know that's the harmony of the lights, and this is in the fire sign, so the spiritual nature, the spirit and energy and activity. The moon's desires, instincts, are all in harmony with the sun's way of expressing and conscious motivation. So this is also a great time to be planning things for your events. Maybe you know, we still have the Christmas and New Year's coming. And so we may be looking at that. It may be a really good time to be talking about things for the children in the future and educational, and it's also creative. And when we go into Tuesday, we've still got energy rolling with Moon in Leo going into the trine to Mars in Sagittarius until 7:06 p.m. So once you wake up in the East Coast on Monday, you're good to go, like literally, until 7:06 p.m. on Tuesday. However, after that, the moon will square Mercury in Scorpio, so don't try to talk to people about it. Not going to be a very cheery time. 10:26 p.m., that comes in. And again, be aware of what you say, because fixed signs, Scorpio, repercussions may come when you least expect it. And then the moon is square Uranus in Taurus. And this is also very difficult. Oh, you can't get to a financial agreement here. And that's 11:56 p.m. So it's what we have to go into the night with. And that will be a void of course moon in Leo until the moon enters Virgo at 2:20 p.m. Oh, sorry, that's an a.m. on Wednesday. And that's the day, again, that Neptune goes direct. So we're in the Virgo moon, which is going to feel kind of funny because Pisces people are really starting to wake up a lot, but the moon is in its opposite sign. So they may wake up, but they may not like what they're having to listen to here. Anyway, Mercury is opposing Uranus, and that's until 2:59 p.m. And that's also very difficult for finance and things like that. And of course, Mercury doesn't get up to speed, and it has hardly any speed anyway. So you may not really notice it very much on Wednesday. The moon is headed towards a square to Venus in Sagittarius. So this is, you know, going to be coming in closer to like late evening for you to feel this. And it's just, you know, I want things this way and I want things that way. You know, it's not an agreement. It's not a terrible intense experience, but it isn't the time on that day, that Wednesday, to be in negotiations or discussions. They don't work very well. Mercury will start picking up psychic energy as we go into the overnight, as it moves into trine Neptune. So Scorpio, Mercury, Neptune direct, and Pisces, big message time coming in. But the moon is going to square the sun in Sagittarius at 3:52 p.m. So this is discomfort also, just like it was with Venus in Sagittarius, the square from the moon. So, you know, outer relationship energies are not flowing in the same direction. So be aware of that. But this is the moment that we have the half moon, waning half moon, and we go into the fourth quarter phase of the lunar cycle. So this is when that particular moment of the half moon is that time of reckoning and looking for authenticity and paying bills, finishing projects, you know, karma coming due, that kind of thing, before we go into that last phase, which is all about what needs to go, needs to change, what needs to shift. So we're going to have that new moon, and it's going to be the last one this year. So this is when you really look at all of that about what you want to shift for 2026. So this is the day after this at 5:40 p.m. Oh, the moon is going sextile Jupiter, retrograde, still in Cancer, at 10:44 p.m., Mercury goes into Jupiter's sign of Sagittarius at 5:40 p.m. And this, we will have this more upbeat, this more humorous, more gregarious conversations that also may have to do with beliefs and travel and other cultures or speaking to people far away. But we'll have that till New Year's Day. So that'll be a little bit of an upbeat energy for Christmas and New Year's Eve. But New Year's Day, it's like what happens when Mars goes into Capricorn soon. Like, hey, you know, we got to start thinking practically now, come down to earth. But at any rate, we should feel rather upbeat in the evening with the moon's sextile to Jupiter. And that's, again, 10:44 p.m. However, after that, moon opposes Saturn. And, of course, moon will square Mars. And this is all early Friday, 2 a.m. for the opposition to Saturn, which could be a real problem with weather, or definitely getting anybody to help you deal with putting your ducks in a row. And then there could be some quarreling if you're up during the moon square Mars and Sag, 6:56 a.m. It is, you know, not in Mars and Sagittarius's repertoire to want to do little tiny things that would make everything feel like it's, you know, filed in the right place, or, you know, get the directions, you know, no. I'm just going. I'm out of here. It's Mars and Sag. So that's 6:56. And then the moon gets to trine Uranus and Taurus till 8:29 a.m. So now all in your own self probably you start to put some pieces together and get the puzzle looking a little more well done, and even looking at whatever change you need to make that you can cope with as a Virgo. But right after that, 9:51 a.m., moon opposes Neptune. It's direct now in Pisces. So once again, the weather could be an issue. It might be over by then. But, you know, also confusion, missed direction, even, you know, not having the right descriptions of things that would help you know what you're doing as a Virgo with your work or with home. And so it's just also a potential time to have an infection or be around one. 9:51 a.m. on Friday. Moon enters Libra at 11:04 a.m. And we go into, again, a really good cycle of time with first the moon sextile to Mercury in Sag, 1:02 p.m. So that could be a fun lunch. And Sagittarius and Libra can talk for a long time. And they both love to hear a lot of new and different ideas. So that's 1:02 p.m. And then moon trines Pluto in Aquarius until 3:20 p.m. So we can be looking at getting some new information, finding things on the media that we might use to deal with any of our Libra needs, you know, looking at contracts or relationships or decorating, or, you know, just getting some input into what's possible. And then the moon is moving on into Saturday, and it won't be complete in its sextile to Venus until 7:54 p.m. That means you've got two evenings, Friday and Saturday during the day and the evening of Saturday, to have a nice dinner, a nice experience and relationships, and, you know, just pleasant and fun, because Venus and Sag loves fun. So there you have that until 7:54 p.m. Saturday. However, Mars is going square Neptune, 6:44 a.m. The closer we get to that, once again, we can be derailed. once again, we can be headed in the wrong direction and not know it. And once again, someone can be trying to sell you snake oil. And that's not what you're looking for. And once again, there may be delays in travel due to weather. Sunday the 14th, however, after 6:44 a.m. with the Mars-Neptune square over, the moon is heading into a sextile to the sun in Sagittarius at 8:20 a.m., so we can feel pretty upbeat and we're ready, and relationships are back on track, and that's all, you know, nice with Libra. And then the moon will square Jupiter, 9:34 a.m., so you may be very tempted to have another helping of pancakes. Should you? I mean, you know, you do have a Christmas holiday coming up. So Libra moon will be trying to decide a little bit. But after this, we have another sextile for the Libra moon that finishes that transit for her. And that's to Mars in Sagittarius until 10:36 p.m. So another upbeat and, you know, active day that is also in, you know, harmony. Moon will enter Scorpio at 10:51 p.m. And that will be moving towards a square. Monday won't be such a easy day. Scorpio moon doesn't have a lot of fun right now. Square Pluto and Aquarius at 3:24 a.m. on Monday. Mars enters Capricorn on Pacific Coast on Sunday at 11:34 p.m. But it will be entering for any parts east of that in the morning on the 15th of December. Eastern time would be 2:34 a.m. And again, what's happening right away is the moon's square. But after this, we have the moon with no aspects for a bit. So we may be feeling some of that square as it goes through the day. But when we get to Tuesday, we're moving into the moon's trine to Jupiter in Cancer until 9:46 p.m. So that'll be part of next week's forecast, but at least you know the motion of the Scorpio moon. There's a couple more aspects of the Scorpio moon next week. And next week, we have the new moon on Friday. But the Capricorn Mars, okay, that, again, is going to be in that practical mode. It's going to be trying to achieve, setting goals and wanting to really, you know, start working toward them. And so when we get to 2026, we'll have a shift into Aquarius for Mars, but not until January 23rd. So we do start out with Mercury in Capricorn, Mars in Capricorn until the 23rd, and then we'll get a lot of Aquarius energy in the mix. That's going to be a very interesting, exciting, and you want to move and get things going, and things are changing, and it's new, and yay. And then, of course, Neptune changes on the 26th into Aries. All right? So, you know, when you have Mars transiting a house in your birth chart, Mars is going to activate a lot of things there. And that can be really good, but it can also, you know, increase your production and motivation in whatever the house is about. But it can also be a place where if there's going to be discord or, you know, anger arise, that you may find it in that location. Yeah. So that's it for this week. And I will be with you next time. And I'll say goodbye for now.